Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's time for Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Check out 92.9thegame.com. If you haven't been to our website lately, you could also take us with you on the Odyssey app. It's a strange voice. And there's another one coming up in a second. We are in for the morning shift on this Juneteenth. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning and happy Juneteenth to everybody in Redan.
All right.
Redan.
Folks out that way. Out that way yesterday.
You were out there.
Yeah. Out Redan Road, out at Electric Owl Studio.
Been there many times.
Yeah.
Been there many, what were you doing out there?
They're playing tennis in the studio.
Excuse me?
Yeah, man, absolutely. And we're going to find out more about it. Intense tennis is going to be playing there this weekend. We're going to hear from Trent Bride in the next hour, one of the players, former University of Georgia player. You know, we lost that tennis tournament at Atlantic Station.
Well, I mean, I know that. Eddie Gonzalez used to be a regular on the show.
I know. We're doing something new for tennis. It's a different kind of game. It speeds the game up. They got a clock, pace, and music, and lights. And, of course, with it being in that setting, right, it's going to be quite a production. So we're going to hear more about that this morning.
You know, it's funny, though,
yeah,
when you think about it, sports is moving inside.
How about that?
We've seen this with golf.
Yeah.
Thanks to Tiger and Rory, you got TGL, whatever that thing was. And by the way, congratulations, their first champion.
Yeah, was the Atlanta
was a team owned by Arthur Blank.
Of course, we haven't seen them here in Atlanta, but because that's kind of what's happening.
Yeah, they got one place. It's like the Masters.
Right.
You got to go one place to see it.
That's kind of like what's happening with the Intense. But the big thing is that it's going to be, you know, online. People can watch it online. And you're going to see how it takes. I mean, we saw this with football several years ago over at Pullman Yards.
Can you put a little wager down there, pal?
Not yet, I don't think.
You can't do that yet, huh?
That's, you know what? We'll talk about that because that's.
Can we put a little something down on it?
You know what I mean?
A little something, something.
Let's watch for that.
Anyway.
How are you, man? We got a baseball team that's winning games right now.
Well, we also got a holiday. We are here on a holiday. They always, you know, we're the first ones off the bench. Sam and Greg.
That's okay.
And we always do the first show.
You know what I mean?
Which is fine.
Yeah.
You know, but no, man, it's one of those. First of all, we got a little bit of rain this afternoon. So keep that in mind if you're planning on stuff to do outside with the family.
Yep.
Just know because it's going to be stupid hot around here the next few days.
But also know what happens today at 3 o'clock. We got real grass at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and we're going to have a goat over there to tend to the grass today. That's right.
You want to elaborate on that for the people who don't know what's going on?
We got Club World Cup in town, right? And today they play at 3 o'clock. We're going to have Lionel Messi and Inter Miami. And we'll be playing at 3 p.m. You know what I mean? I mean, some people are off work today, but if you do work, they're going to play at 3 o'clock.
Keep that in mind.
They're going to turn out right in time. But people are coming in from all over the place. You know, he's that one player. We always talk about what other athlete can draw that kind of passion and attention the way this man can around the world if they know he's going to be playing.
Well, his name has been brought up lately because of this whole conversation with Halliburton. With the NBA Finals going on, people are, you know, playing tennis back and forth with, is he a superstar? Is he not a superstar? Where does he rank? You talk about what he's done this playoff run. It's incredible. But is that enough? Has he done enough throughout his career to be put up with that category, that rarefied air?
No.
With
Messi?
No. Of calling him a superstar. Then by extension, people were saying, well, what is a superstar? Who is a superstar? Not only in this league, they went through the handful of Shaq and Steph and Kevin Durant and so on. You can name the rest in the NBA. They talked about it with baseball. But then they talked about it globally. How many global superstars would you say are there? And the definition came down to this. They can go on the road and pack the house.
Yeah. You got there are a number of them. But you also, you know, you talk about guys that could have that kind of magnetism that draw people.
That it factor.
You know what I mean? That's the thing. And so
he's one of them.
He's here in town.
LeBron's another one. My question is, how many more you got?
I don't know if LeBron makes people go and stampede a gate the way this guy was.
No, I'm not equally, but you know throughout his career, he was that person.
Yeah, he's
so we'll give him that.
Right.
But how many right now?
Well, you got a lot of people in different sports, Greg, but I'm just saying as far as someone who drives the kind of passion that people are going to buy plane tickets and fly across the world that see this guy play here today at 3 o'clock. How many folks do that?
No,
so that's
no,
what I'm talking
right.
about.
That
kind of sets him off to his own category, a Muhammad Ali, a Tiger Woods in his prime kind of person.
He's first among equals. That. How right. about that?
For now, right now, anyway. But he's in our town today. So some people may have flown in yesterday. Some people may be flying in today.
Oh, there's events going on. We drove in here at dark 30 this morning. And there were people getting ready for whatever. I mean, they're still enjoying the city because this was like a Friday night last night with the holiday today.
Oh, sure.
Anyway, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are in for the morning shift. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Thursday morning, this holiday morning. And we have got an interesting show, but we're going to try and have some fun here, as we always do.
Yeah, we do.
I think that's the reason why they make us come in here early. Because either way, we're going to have some fun. Things to talk about that have happened, not just the usual suspects with Major League Baseball and what's going on with the finals. Just talk about this past week. Now, we do a thing on our show. When we come on Saturday mornings, we'll get our Sundays back soon, too. But after being gone all week long, we do a story of the week. Now, since it's Thursday, we're not going to do an official story of the week. But there's some things that I believe will be hard to trump that happened this past week. And one just happened yesterday. And how surprised are you at the move that Jeannie Buss made and finally letting go the majority.
Yeah, right.
Of her team and one of the biggest brands in sports on the planet.
Absolutely. That is huge story, big news, and talk about a way to steal the thunder when everybody's with the NBA is talking about the NBA finals and the draft that's coming up in a few days. This drops out to go to the very top story. Mm-hmm. And when they come on the air tonight before that game, you're going to talk a whole lot about this. You're going to get a lot of people's thoughts about it. Well, throughout the day today. And so it's big news because of where it is, but what it combines. You know, with a brand that's already big in that market, that's the other part of and a winning brand, you know, in the market. So, I mean, that's the thing. And it just shows the kind of money you got to have to throw around if you want to run.
Today.
Right. You know what I mean? If you're going to do it and on a market where there's always that expectation, is always there. And, you know, we want to see what kind of impact that has.
I can say what the equivalent is in baseball. I'm trying to think of what the equivalent would be in football, meaning that within the last calendar year, the two biggest names in the sport were sold, Celtics and now the Lakers. That's like the Dodgers and the Yankees being sold within 1 year. Who would that be on the NFL level?
But here's the thing, though. It's being sold to another entity in the same
doesn't
market.
Doesn't matter.
That's
it's
the thing,
sold.
You know?
It's being sold.
Right.
Whether it's somebody down the street, around the corner, doesn't matter. If Steve Ballmer stepped up and bought the Dodgers would still be being sold. And that's the story. And I was just saying out loud, what would the equivalent of that be in the NFL? Bears-Packers? You know what I mean? I mean,
Of the Cowboys, obviously.
Okay.
Yeah,
Cowboys. Well, who would the other team be? Okay, the Cowboys and...
I don't know whoever's
hot
right now. But the Green Bay thing would be so unlikely. Because
probably Green Bay.
Because of the way it's put together.
Exactly.
That would be so unique. If they would decide to just bundle that whole thing up and get one person own that thing, that would be earth-shattering because we know of how Green Bay is put together,
it's
right?
It's a community that all of a sudden looks like it does today. Next day you go down there, it looks like Beverly Hills.
Right.
All these brand-new houses, these mansions.
That's exactly what it would be.
In Wisconsin, all places. Sam and Greg again in for the morning shift. We're going to talk Braves coming up here. Terrell Thomas is going to join us before the end of the hour, talk more NBA. Got a special guest coming up, and you kind of alluded to it in the 7 o'clock hour.
Yep. Intense tennis is something new. It's a new spin on a game that is so popular where we live. You know, this is a big tennis town. People love to play and participate. We had a tournament here for a number of years that left after last summer. So this is going to bring some of that back, but it was so different. It's going to be at, like I said, Electric Owl Studios. Mm-hmm. That's on Redan Road out in Decatur, which I had never been to before yesterday. It had media day. I had a chance to go in and get a look at it and see what it looks like. And I think it's going to be fun if people go and see it, the way they're going to present tennis. And got a number of players who played, some on the tour, some who've had great college careers, representing different cities, you know, kind of like the golf, but they're going to play it all here in Atlanta. And so they're going to be here this weekend, and we're going to talk to Trent Bride, former UGA All-American, who's played some on the tour. He will join us at 7:20 this morning.
Also going to get a venture. Now, for those of you who don't listen on the weekends to us, we kind of just open up the mics to our producer, Noel. And yes. We call it Noel's World. Mm-hmm. And Noel is a massive sports fan. Basketball is her first love, but there's not a sport she can't talk about or, more importantly, have an opinion about.
Yeah.
And it's always a unique listen when she has to get some stuff off her chest that's, you know, bothering her or that she likes. And so we do that at 7:40. Got a casting call. There's money flying through the air. I put one out a couple days ago that's still relevant. So we're going to let you know how you can find those jobs in front of the camera. Summertime, right? Kids are out of school. There's a lot of needs for – there was a need for cheerleaders, mm-hmm. marching band, high school marching band, and football players.
Football players.
For the John Madden movie.
Okay.
So we'll let you know about that coming up. Jason Longshore getting a set for Lionel Messi being in town. Wonder if he'll give traffic reports.
You probably will need them.
Dude, I'm old enough to remember.
After lunchtime today, you may need some of that.
I'm old enough to remember that there's only been one other person in American sports that I can remember when he came to town, they literally made sure that you had to listen to the traffic reports, and that was Jordan.
Yeah, for the game at the Georgia Dome.
Georgia Dome or even at the Omni.
Okay.
So I'm just saying, I remember that, and I was like, I ain't never seen this before. Now, the crazy part about this is one of the things when it comes to traffic I always remember, especially when I moved to Atlanta and even right now, the difference between the city I grew up in and this city, now a top 10 city, but they still do that, and I was up there a few weeks ago. Chicago, probably New York, probably Los Angeles do it too, maybe a few others. They give traffic reports out at midnight.
Okay.
At midnight.
Yikes.
They let you know what the drive-in is on the Eisenhower Expressway coming in from the Kennedy. Oh, the Dan Ryan is 45 minutes out to 63rd Street. They give traffic reports at midnight throughout the night. And I just always remember that, man. But today is one of those days with Messi in town that you're going to find that you need to pay attention how you're going to travel into the
city. This is a test for next year. This is a dry run for next year. Of course, we got World Cup coming up here in town, so the world is going to come here. So these matches for Club World Cup is just getting tuned up how our airport does, how our mass transit does, how our restaurants and hotels do. It's just a little, you know, things a dry run for next year.
And I was just going to say, I saw a story, and I'm sure it's taken care of now, but please check first. There was an issue with MARTA going to the airport that was with on trains.
Whoa.
And it had to stop for a minute. I saw this yesterday, and I'm assuming it's fixed by now.
We hope so.
But you want to check, like I said, public transportation, whatever
man,
it is.
Yeah.
Because you know they reroute things.
Yeah, they do.
This street you thought was open, it's a two-way street. No, for something like this, they're going to close things down. So be sure to check what traffic is going to be like down there. And coming up, we got Jason, we got Noel's World, and Mark Simon will be joining us.
Yes.
As we talk Braves, this man is the biggest New York Mets fan there is. He picked a bad day to come on this show.
You think so?
We'll see what he has to say. We got to have some fun with him, though.
Yeah, we do.
We got to have some fun with Mark. But he is also a baseball aficionado, so he's an interesting listen to. And what did I write down here? Something else happened on this day. Speaking of baseball.
Did
you ever read this book, Ball 4?
Yep.
You did? You wouldn't
I had to think about it. I think I read the whole thing, but I think I started reading. I don't think I read the whole thing.
Jim Bouton. Ball 4, mm-hmm. one of the, you know, must-reads if you are any kind of baseball fan. He passed not that long ago, right? Not long ago. Yeah, because I remember mentioning this book.
Okay.
So, anyway, again, Sam and Greg, we're getting started in for the morning shift on this Juneteenth. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Thursday mornings. Noel will be joining us in a little bit, too. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Sam and Greg in for the morning shift. Shout out to Gil Tyree on this Juneteenth. We are we're going to be with you till 10 a.m. Noel is going to be joining us in a little while here. We got a Noel's World coming up at 7:40. We're just going to have some fun here this morning, man. It's just, that's what we do. We get up in here. We'll be back on Saturday morning from 8 until 12. Terrell Thomas is going to join us. Terrell is on the road with Mello.
Yeah.
And if you don't, like I said, know Terrell Thomas, these Urban Times, his two kids have been a part of this show for the last couple of years. Selah is like a full-blown reporter now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She following, you know, she got Paige Becker. She got all the ladies WNBA and some college coaches, you know, in her phone. And Mello's right around the corner.
You're right.
So Terrell will be joining us.
Not coming far away.
It's 6:40 this morning. But these Braves, man, take a second. And do you feel like this series, which is going on right now with this Mets team, you saw what you saw from Spencer Strider, his last outing.
Yep.
You see Ronald Acuña's on the verge of being named June player of the, you know, player of the month.
And we were just wondering who's going to represent the Braves in the All-Star game, right?
Well, we know Sale's going to be there.
Yep, yep. And Acuña, we're going to stuff the ballot box. The way he's playing, man,
yeah,
in this short window of time, he has come back. I mean, he's making catches, making plays in the field. Because I got a little nervous when he went back to the wall.
Right,
that one, like,
right.
We had trouble out there before. But, you know, that's the thing we talked about with him coming back. He's got to play like Ronald Acuña Jr. He has to play that. There's got to be something somewhere in the back of the mind that says, you know what, I got to be around for this team,
mm-hmm,
you know. But at the same time, you want to see him be himself and do those things. So that's he's finding
it's a
way.
It's a weird situation right, they're
he's
in right
find,
now.
He's got to find that balance.
And I didn't mean to interrupt you. He's doing it in a way that shows that those extra few months that he took off are paying off.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't going to come back again too early like he did last time. Or at least he believed he came back too early and then led to another injury. So this extra time off, okay, he comes back and hits the ground running.
Yeah, he does.
Right? First pitch. Right? So as you watch them, and they're going to – this is a marathon. We all know this. And they sit here right now. Let me make sure I get this right here. They're 11 out.
Yeah.
All right? One behind Philadelphia, though.
But you know, you're beating the teams that are in front of you. You got the teams in front of you that are in your division. These mm-hmm are the games, and you always say, well, it's early in the season. You know, do the games matter now? Yes, they
do. Well, now they do.
Because you're at that point of the season, and you're facing the teams that are directly above you. Yes.
If you can see the All-Star break, you know, on the horizon, then you should start paying attention to what you're doing right now. And again, it's a little tweak to how you look at this season in baseball, period, now because, you know, with the change that everybody's playing everybody as opposed to everybody in your, you know, in your division or everybody in the AL playing the majority of the teams and then one division in the other league. Everybody's playing everybody right now, so you got to look at that differently. And you talked about, you know, the West Coast trips that the Braves did so early on that they wouldn't normally do that. The whole schedule is something that you kind of, you know, curl up the corner of your lip at going, okay, I wonder about this and wonder about that.
Then you get all the West Coast stuff out of the way. You go early. Because remember last year we didn't see the Dodgers play here until September. You know, we've done with those guys. It didn't go too well.
Nope.
Left a bad taste in our mouth. We're getting it worked out now, and the way the team is going, you got to be pleased because you want to show up when this team comes to town that they're facing right now. They've shown up and played very, very well. 5-0 shutout win. They've done it two different ways. They had the dramatics in the first game of the series coming from behind to win that one. Last night they just took charge early. Great pitching performance by Sale once again. 7 strikeouts, 8 2/3. He wanted to go all the way. He wanted
right,
to go all the
right.
way, and Stitt went out there and got him.
Well, if he went out there diving around like, you know, what's his name, Michael Phelps for balls, then yeah, what did they say? You need to come over here and sit by me. We only need you getting hurt and throwing your shoulder out, stuff like that. Now, it's a crucial little stretch here with the Braves because they finish up with the Mets, then they got your team. And every time I see them, I think of you. And as they sit at the bottom of the division, something about when they take on the Marlins.
Well, Ronald Acuña, just watch for that. The way he's
exactly,
playing. The way he's playing right now, he's getting ready to face the Marlins.
In Florida.
Just expect it. Just expect it right now.
So they're going to be leaving this, leaving the friendly confines. Miami, up to New York, then Philly comes here.
Yeah, this is a big stretch, as you mentioned. This is a big stretch for this team. You know, as you want to say that, and we look to possibly at some point here in the not-too-distant future get Profar back. You know, he's been sitting out. We want to see what he's able to contribute to this team. It would be the kind of injection possibly that you would get from that midseason pickup that we've been known to do, and Alex Anthopoulos has always been known to do. Do you really have to search for that hard if you know you got a player who did what he did last season who now will be able to come aboard and contribute to your team?
Long as you come back like, obviously not apples to apples, but you start performing like you did, like Ronald Acuña came back and showed who Ronald Acuña was, at least some semblance of it, and it's getting better. So whatever Kofar was, when he comes back, you know, hopefully you will be able to show that. We don't have time for a grace period, you know, of a month and a half for you to get back to that. You got to come back. Strider, that's a different episode of Oprah.
Yeah.
Pitching is a completely different thing. And so I'm just saying.
He had a better result his last time out.
You got a chance to get past Philadelphia, all right, get into the second position, and then the next achievement, get to 500. All right? And then start looking forward.
And hopefully when you hit 500 this time, you go keep going in the
going
direction. Because we hit it last time, boy, and we hit the reset button. Mm-hmm. Something about getting the 500 for this team just turned things around. Yep. So the thing is, we get closer and closer to the All-Star game that's coming up. And I got to look at the cap that for the All-Star team, which I think is going to be pretty cool.
Okay.
You know, everybody's been complaining about, you know, what Major League Baseball.
Why them softball uniforms got to go?
They've been
do that with all the teams on like Sunday games. They give them a different uniform. Like the Braves will put on that orange thing, and I get that. I'm used to that. But there's some cities they look like high priced softball players.
When they done for the All Star games?
No. They have a home game uniform.
Yeah.
And usually it's Sunday. And I've seen this a couple times.
Well, the Braves, I think, would use theirs on Saturdays. But, you know, you've had that City Connect jersey that they won this season. You know, we went to Boston.
I like the one with the A. That was cool.
Remember, we went up to Boston, and they were wearing the thing to match the
yellow
wall. No, they had the yellow before.
Oh, that's
this year,
right.
They had the one green to match the green monster. In fact, I think they were wearing them last night.
They use that highlighter color, too. I see it, of course, obviously the one they got up in Detroit there, and it does. It looks like a soft. And they put Motor City on the thing there, and it's just.
Well, they got the ones in Chicago, too. They got the Wrigleyville, and they got
the South. I don't
like
that one either.
And they got the South Side.
I don't like that one either.
I like the South Side for Chicago. I think that's pretty cool. But I mean the All-Star Game jerseys. The All-Star Game jerseys have been like a spin on those. And so I think they finally listened to say, can we just go back to the teams wearing their jersey, wearing they representing their teams for the game?
Here's my question.
Yeah.
Who are they listening to? Meaning you would think that if that were the case.
I think a combination of everybody.
Well,
I think the fans are sick of it.
So let me ask you a question.
The media have been sick of it.
Where were you given an opportunity to give your opinion? If they had put a memo out or they put something out for all the fans of the Braves and say, here, vote on this. This is what we want to know. I don't remember that coming out. I don't remember anybody in the city talking about.
Well, they're not
the
going to do that.
Well, then how are they going to know that we want them gone?
They got ears. They could.
So you're just talking about going to the stadium and listening to people scream?
Well, no, not people screaming, but just the way the people have reacted. People who are passionate enough to go online or even to email the team or Major League Baseball and complain. And then, of course, you know, people that come on the air and talk about it like we do. I mean, but not saying that we're going to sway Major League Baseball.
But I just think maybe
they run out of ideas for a minute and say, you know what? Until we come up with another idea, let's just put the jerseys on the team. And you know what? My memory of my first color television set we had in our house.
Big piece of furniture.
No, it wasn't a big piece of furniture.
It wasn't the one with the radio player inside.
It was just the TV.
Okay.
But it was a piece of furniture, you know. But we got it just in time for the baseball All-Star game, which when you see that the colors jump out of all the different uniforms, and that's a memory of mine, you know, for seeing. We got a color TV in the house. Wow, and the All-Star game comes on. Whoa, and you can see the different colors pop out in the uniform. And that was one of the cool things about baseball's All-Star game to me, was seeing the teams. And let's see if you can pick out the player from your team. You know, and so hopefully that's what comes back a little bit this year. No, we want to move forward. We don't move everything back. We want to be the old people sitting on the porch, get off my lawn. That's not what we're trying to do. Right, but and you're laughing about that.
I'm not laughing. I'm listening to you tell this story, man. What? And I'm thinking of you sitting around that color TV watching Bonanza with the family.
You know, I'm sitting on the floor and just watching. Right, you know what I mean? Or anything that came on. Because back in those times when the show came on, that was you saw the Batman, you know, the Batman in color. Right?
You watch, hang on a second. What about The Wizard of Oz? Now, yeah. That was probably cool.
That was the thing, right? You know what I mean?
From black and white to
in color, right?
We welcome you to Lollipop Land.
But that's the thing. We're hoping, you know, that people like it. But the cap, I think, is cool because it's basically going to be your team's cap with some white stars on top. Not a lot, a couple of white stars. And the logo of the All-Star game on the side. I got to get me one of them. I think that's going to be great.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward to coming out. That's the one thing item I'm looking forward to picking up. You know, I picked up, when we were supposed to have All-Star Game before, I picked up a couple of items.
Well, those are keepsakes and might be worth something.
Before they took them all out of the shop out there.
Okay.
You know, they have. I got a friend of mine who lived close to the battery. I said, hey, man, this son is not going to play this game. Can you go over there and see if they got any gear? And he picked me up a T-shirt and a hat.
I think that's going to be worth something.
You think?
Just like those people
I got it wrapped up in plastic and put away.
And I bet you Noelle knows this one because this is in her wheelhouse. But you think this, along the same lines as people who got tickets and were the merchandise for the Final Four that we were supposed to get here?
Yeah.
Before COVID?
Yep. Well, whatever they do with those.
I'm saying it was stuff sold.
I got some things for that too.
Really?
Little notepads and things like that. But no.
2020
gear.
March Madness, no Atlanta, Georgia.
Right. I mean, they had They had several press conferences and things like it. Yeah. It was on the way, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this one's gonna happen. We're gonna get to see it. All stars coming to Atlanta, and there's something. We'll get into Juneteenth. Something to do connected with the All Star game that you can go and see today.
There you go,
at our Atlanta History Center.
Good talk. Some NBA up next, and what kids are doing down in Florida right now. Well, he's just going to tell us about Mello. Terrell Thomas, These Urban Times, will be joining us next. Sam and Greg in for the morning shift on Juneteenth. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey, man, you ever shot the hooch? Sam Crenshaw, have you ever shot the hooch? This is breaking news.
Nah. I know some people who did back in the day. You know,
I started once.
Back in the days of the old Chattahoochee raft race that we don't do no more.
I was ready to do it once, and then the person I was with, or the people we were with, one of them, got he got drunk during the pregame show. Let's just put it that way. And then we had to shut it down.
Yep.
It's like, no, we're not going out there.
It got a little dangerous.
It did. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9. The game on this Juneteenth in for the morning shift. We will be here for the Steakhouse, too, the first hour of their show. So thank you, Mike, Bo, and Allie. Have you met Allie yet?
Yeah,
man. Yes, we had an event last week about her, and it was, and I think it was her father.
Okay.
And I had a big time with him. In fact, we had a big time with a number of people out there. I learned something about, well, I'm on the air here, but I had a big time with, I didn't spend as much time with Andy Bunker as I had have at that event. And it was just fun.
Yeah.
You know, because
that's always
and
fun.
And we talked about this last week. I have never seen a male with better hair, young or old, than Samson McMichael, Randy McMichael's kid. He's got the best hair. They should take Patrick Mahomes out of that commercial, leave Troy Polamalu, and put Samson in. Because he would fit right in there.
Yeah, he would.
Man. So we had a big time there. We have a guest.
Yeah,
and
we
he is traveling.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of people, I don't know how much hair Mello got right now, but he is on the road with Mello, his son. This is Terrell Thomas, These Urban Times. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen. How you guys doing today?
Hey, we're doing fine here. Hey, we had to, and I apologize here, but don't tell anybody I told you this. We had to reset with the music, so I know you have normal music that you come on with, but we're working on that right now. So you okay with that, right?
Well, the music was actually a little more fitting, as you know, we're being in Florida right now. So it was a little more fitting for today's segment.
All right.
He's on the road.
And I know he ain't shot the hooch.
Yeah, no.
No, he ain't. He's a Philly boy. Yeah. He's a Philly boy.
Maybe
all right.
Schuylkill, maybe. This is a Schuylkill, maybe, but not the Hoosh.
Let's we'll get to what you're doing down there in Florida in just a second, but as we sit here getting ready for game six tonight, first of all, just your overall thoughts of this series between OKC and Indiana.
The series has been better than I expected, I will say that. I feel like we've seen more team power per se than star power. We really haven't had one of those games. When you think of the Michael Jordan legacy games or the Kobe Bryant legacy games and the final LeBron James legacy games, Steph Curry legacy games in the finals, I haven't seen one of those performances from either guy. I feel like when Shea's been scoring in the upper thirds, it's kind of been quiet. It hasn't been like a big swing. We haven't seen Tyrese Haliburton have one of those games at all. So it hasn't been, in my opinion, one of those individual superstar power NBA finals, but it's been entertaining. And I think it's also not only for like the casual NBA fan, but for NBA lovers. It just gives us a different finals and a different way to look at the game.
Yep, spending time on the waitfor.com hotline with Terrell Thomas. He is social. Always find him at Eldorado 2452-2452. I'm going to ask you this question. Everybody looks at who wins the NBA championship and try to adapt to the formula. You know, for a number of times it was you got to have a big three to do something. You know, this kind of blows that out of the water. You know, do you want to have a team concept? These two teams remind me more of the Detroit Pistons teams that won the Pistons teams that won the last time
05?
That they won. Right.
Yeah.
That's exactly what
Larry
this
Brown.
Team reminds me of. You know, everybody's got to come up. Everybody's got to play their role every night. If you can get a team that can do that, you can pull that off without a super mega star player. Does this change philosophies as we approach the draft of how to construct teams that get you to this point?
I don't think it changes the philosophy as far as that big three or superstar model, because I still do look at both teams as having big threes to a degree. When you look at Shea, you look at J-Dub, you look at Chet on the side of OKC. I look at Tyrese Haliburton. I look at Pascal Siakam. And Miles Turner, I'm just going to give him the respect because he's a vet and the things in which he can do. Is them having a potential big three, now again, not a big three like Wade, Bosh, and LeBron or anything like that, or Steph, Clay, and KD. But I do think it changes the game from the perspective of drafting well and drafting young talent and actually letting that young talent develop. We've even seen that here in our backyard in Atlanta, where I personally feel like the Hawks have drafted pretty well over the last few years, but you have to give those players time to grow and develop together. And I think that's something that Sam Presti has done extremely well in OKC. So I think it may change the philosophy in drafting as far as getting young talent, putting the puzzle pieces together who fit together, and then letting that talent develop.
Let me tell you two something. I got a phone call from Rasheed Wallace, Ben Wallace, and Chauncey Billups to talk about y'all and you not putting them in the superstar category. That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying. And Larry Brown coaching them boys.
Yeah.
That was Chauncey Billups in the Hall of Fame.
I realize that.
They were a bad team. Bad boys.
I'm not saying
team,
they,
but
no,
they were
but
a bad team.
They were a good team. They just the formula for that team was that you had five guys that came out every night, and they did what they did consistently every night, and that's what got them to the championship. Rather than leaning on one person, you had Rip Hamilton. You know, but you didn't lean on that dude every night to go out and rescue you and win games for you.
There were times he did, though. But I think that you can make an argument that that team was one of the few teams that you can say the coach was as important as the players on that team. You can say that about some pop teams, but then when you know it's kind of hard to, but there were times that those guys have said Pop helped us win this one. I don't know how many other coaches, because listen, you can say what you want about Phil Jackson, but he had Kobe and Shaq and he had Michael and Scott.
Oh, yeah.
But Larry Brown and what he did with that team, and because as just what you said, they were a team. Without a all-time superstar.
Terrell, what we're seeing with this team? And really kind of rolling over from what we saw in March Madness, what made us so excited about March Madness, that you know, just the total teamwork, the execution, not just crossing the timeline and throwing up a three, like is what we got tired of seeing with the NBA regular season. Once we got to the playoffs, we saw more of this. Yeah, like you cut your floor in half. You got to execute. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that comes down to coaching. And maybe we give these two coaches, both of these teams, a bit more credit.
Yes. I certainly think that the culture, and I don't think people are really familiar yet as well with OKC's coach. He's been a coach of the year already in this league, and we've seen for the past two or three seasons, OKC has been one of the top three teams in the NBA overall, not just the Western Conference and such. And we all know the pedigree in which Rick Carlisle has. So I think, again, it goes to the development of coaches actually coaching these players, building philosophies and strategies in which they want to implement, and having exactly what you just said, the personnel to actually execute those things. So I think we're seeing that live and in living color right now as we head into Game 6.
Terrell Thomas, East Urban Times, joining Sam and Greg on this Juneteenth. We are in for the morning shift, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What is going to be your takeaway? If it ends tonight, what's going to be your takeaway from this series?
Well, I'll have two takeaways. One, my first takeaway would be that I was dead wrong because I picked the Pacers in 7. So if the series does end tonight, I'll go ahead and, you know, eat a piece of humble pie because I thought the Pacers were going to find a way to get it done. Now, my takeaway, honestly, would be that my respect factor for Shea and OKC will have risen to a higher degree. I wasn't buying them all year long. And you, I will give you credit because you spoke about them. You said, you know, keep your eye on OKC. No, we're not talking about OKC enough. They're out there in the Western Conference just quietly. I remember you saying that a few times, and I still was kind of like, you know, we'll see. We'll see how it all unfolds with this team being so young once the playoffs come. But I'll have to tip my hat and really see and really say again, like Sam Presti found a way to get it done, bringing the NBA championship to OKC, something that we didn't see Durant, Westbrook, and Harden do, and also building with the possibilities of a dynasty. This team is young enough. I still think their three stars have some room to grow and truly develop in the league. So my takeaway, if it does end tonight, is that I really need to tip my cap and give more respect and love to what's actually taking place in OKC, because we may be watching a dynasty unfold in front of us.
That's if they can keep them in OKC. Remember, we had a bunch of guys there back before, and they took off and all went for money at other places. Let's see how that works.
Yeah.
We count down the draft, you know, this is coming up, and the Hawks, of course, got the 13th and the 22nd pick. The interesting thing happened in Philadelphia. Our guy here from here at McEachern High School, played up at Rutgers, was a no-show for a workout. With Ace Bailey didn't show up in Philly. What are you hearing about that? Because they were looking for him to come there and work out for them. And I know you would know, so that's why I wanted to ask.
Well, you know, it's a double-edged sword right there for me, because I've been paying attention to the kid, and he's a gentleman of which you placed on my radar. I've been paying attention to the young man. I don't want to call him a kid. To Ace Bailey for some time, and then him going up to Rutgers and being even closer to the Philadelphia area. I watched him last season play, and his game reminds me so much of Kevin Durant, but I still see pieces in which he needs to grow and which he can grow. Now, Philly hasn't been the only workout in which he has canceled. There have been a few other teams interested in checking him out because he has a potential top three or top five draft pick, and he has not went out for those workouts or to sit and meet with the team. He's someone who I had high on my radar that I was hearing that I wanted the Sixers to look at taking, and that I was hearing that Daryl Morey was really interested in taking, feeling like he could be an immediate impact for the Sixers. So for him not to go, funny situation there. I don't know if that will stop the Sixers, in which if they feel like he's the piece they need, from taking him at 3, but I've also been hearing some rumblings that San Antonio is interested at him in 2. So he might not even, you know, be around when the Sixers draft. So it was an interesting situation, but I don't think it was just one of those ones where he was, singling out Philly and not going there, because he's canceled a few workouts so far.
I feel sorry for y'all. I mean, the Philly fans, I really do.
Why?
He was talking about Sam Presti a minute ago. Sam Presti is everything Daryl Morey aspires to be and thinks he is, but he ain't.
I give you that. I will give you that.
Man, I mean, please. All right, man. Hey, Terrell, I'm not going to pile on you. I'm not going to pile on you. But listen, I'm curious as to, because of your age, Sam and I got you beat by a minute a little bit, and we remember, you know, most all of this when it happened, as it happened. But the sale of the Lakers last night and the time that the Buss family has owned it, what does that time and the memories that you have of those teams, and just the fact that, you know, the family ownership of sports franchises seems to be waning. We've seen it across not just basketball, but American sports, period.
Yeah, growing up for me, although growing up in Philadelphia, the Lakers were my team. That was I have an uncle who was very big into sports, and he was a Laker fan. You couldn't tell him nothing wrong about the Magic Man. I remember being a young kid and him just chanting about Magic Johnson and his greatness. and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and then that transition, and watching Eddie Jones and Nick Van Exel and Cedric Ceballos. So as I was growing up, although, again, growing up in Philadelphia, the Sixers weren't a team. They were the home team, so I was abrupt to what was going on there. But my uncle was a Laker lover, so that was the team in which I grew up watching. And then as I became a teenager and a young adult and loving Kobe and loving Shaq and watching Derek Fisher and Robert Horry hit big three. So the Lakers have been a part of my sports journey since a kid. So all I've known is the Buss family. And, you know, like, God rest his soul, when Dr. Buss passed away and then his family, his children taking it over, I remember watching that era unfold to where we are now with LeBron James being there. So it is interesting, as you see, because I've thought about the Yankees and Steinbrenner. I've thought about the Cowboys and Jerry Jones. I've thought about, to a degree, even though not as long, I thought about the Mavericks and Cuban, who also has, you know, he's not there no more. But then it was the Lakers and the Buss family. So it is very different, and it does show, you know, I would say you gentlemen had me by a few seconds, you know, maybe not some minutes, but it does show just how much, like, the sports world is growing and just how much money and these big groups and things like that are really taking over in the sports world.
You know what hits me, Sam, and I don't know how you feel about this. There's only, and I'm thinking about this as Terrell was saying this, maybe three if you throw in Mark Cuban, but in my lifetime, there's only been two owners of professional franchises that I wanted to hang out with as a fan. Like, I'd like to go play a round of golf with him or go, you know, to an event they were doing. Bill Veeck was one.
Yeah.
Guy just, you know, what he did with the White Sox and putting the shower in the outfield and all of that disco, that was one. And the other one was Dr. Jerry Buss. Because of that what he put in that club he put in for him, and everybody wanted to be in there, man. Hey, Jack Nicholson over here and Denzel over here. And you know, those are the only two owners, for me, I would want to hang out with. I don't know how you feel the same way. I met Ted, but I mean, hanging out with Ted and meeting Ted, two different things.
Yeah. Hanging out with Ted, you know,
depending on what years you're talking about.
Yeah, right. Some people tell you that there was some interesting times, entertaining times.
What are you doing down in Florida with Mello, my man?
Well, Mello's actually sitting here with me now. We got our mornings are early out here. And he's elevated the travel ball. And I was telling you guys that his mom and sister were real adamant about a coach, a gentleman named Coach Shaw. Stalock played softball with his daughter at Westlake, and that they felt like, you know, I need to check this coach out. He may be able to help Melo's game evolve because he seemed kind of stagnant. He was very, very good in his 7 to 8 year. He needed a challenge. And now we're playing it's called Perfect Game. It's a big United States tournament for different levels from about 6U. The 15U.
Yep.
And now our team, the Georgia Lookouts, we're in the World Series. So it's been a week of fun today. Whew. Today is going to be about a cool 88 degrees, and we'll have about three games today. So it's going to be a
three games.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. The way these young guys get it in is about two or three games a day. So far, they've had two games every day, two games Tuesday, two games Wednesday. And we'll have about three games a day, and we get to the final round of the World Series. It'll be the championship game tomorrow afternoon. So the Georgia Lookouts, they're, we're going to call them the Young Braves. You know, I know how the Braves put on for Georgia. These young guys are down here putting on for Georgia, and they're putting on a show. It's been great to see these young guys prevail, and parents are asking, man, where are you guys from? We're from Georgia.
how old is Mello again?
Represent.
How old is Mello again?
Mello is 8, and this is a thing that's dope as well. His 10U ball, 10U and 9U. He's by far, he's the youngest young man on the team.
Okay.
Most of his teammates are 10 years old or 9 years old. He's coming along. So even watching him get the respect from his teammates and his teammates' parents as being the young gun is pretty cool. He took a hard pitch yesterday to the stomach. And he just walked it off. They were talking, okay, Mello.
All right, listen. All right.
He's tough.
All right, take it easy. Tough, you start. Stay, take it easy. You're starting to sound like Daddy Ball. All right? Hey, listen, man. Sam, you got to remember what it's like to be 8 years old.
Oh, yeah, now.
You leave the house at 7 in the morning. You don't have to come back till 7 at night.
Absolutely.
And still not tired.
No.
So you guys have fun down there. Tell Mello his uncle said hello and travel back safely. And we'll talk to you next week, Terrell.
Have fun down there.
Thanks, man. Thank y'all very much. Have a great week.
There you go. Terrell Thomas, he's Urban Times there. Yeah, man. Chauncey Billups, Big Ben Wallace, Rasheed Wallace, they don't want to hear from you. Calling them not.
Yeah, call me.
Us up there. It's Sam and Greg in for the morning shift on this Juneteenth. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Thursday morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.